You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan Alugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, April 25th. Yes, it is finally draft day for the Jaguars and for the rest of the NFL. Going to be an exciting one. There's so much intrigue in this draft, obviously for Jaguars and Jaguars fans, but throughout the class, it feels like number one is locked in with Caleb Williams to the Bears. But what happens after that? Can't wait to find out. We're going to dive into it here today for the Jaguars. Got our final predictive mock draft, what I expect Trent Baalke to try to pull off this evening when everything gets going here in the first round, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Got rear-ended this morning, but we're all good. No damage to the car. That's got to be a good sign, right? It's going to be a good day for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We can at least hope. Like I mentioned yesterday, there are a ton of options for the Jaguars here. I would think cornerback, wide receiver, edge, and offensive tackle will all be in play. We're going to talk about those positions, going to talk about different options, and then get into this mock draft here. So really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear if you want to support the channel further. Rock some Duval gear. We've got this hat on the website right now. Launched these a few weeks back. Hat I'm wearing right now, you can go pick up jenjag.com/shop. So let's dive into it here. I do not think that the Jaguars will take either of the top defensive tackles if they're available. Talking about Byron Murphy, talking about Jerzon Newton, Johnny Newton. I have Newton ahead of Murphy, but like both of them a ton. I don't think they have Baalke arm length, right? Trent Baalke, especially early in the draft, you've got to have 33-inch arms if you're going to be playing in the trenches for Trent Baalke's team, and neither of those guys do. I like both of them. I would be really fired up if the Jaguars went that way and kind of surprised me, but I don't see it happening. Then you talk about cornerback. I would bet that they are in on Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, who is the best combination of size, weight, speed, and a guy who has great tape, off-man coverage tape, off-zone coverage tape, but still great tape, aced every step of the process when you talk about what he did on the field, what he did at the Senior Bowl, and then what he did at the Combine. Quinyon Mitchell was fantastic in the pre-draft lead-up. Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry, I think that they'd be in on both of those guys from Alabama. And then maybe Cooper DeJean, who might not project as much as a straight-up man-cover corner, but he's young. He has room to grow in that regard. He has unbelievable physical gifts. Like, he is a great athlete with incredible ball skills, a playmaker. So I think they might be in on Cooper DeJean, even though I think when you talk about transitioning from what he did in college to what he'll be asked to do for the Jaguars, there's a little bit of a question mark there. I have less question marks about Quinyon Mitchell doing that, even though he didn't run press man in coverage, just because of his insane athleticism. I think that Quinyon Mitchell would be just fine playing any sort of defense in the NFL. At wide receiver, I think that they would love to land any of the top three, Marvin Harrison Jr., Romo Odunze, Malik Nabers, but to me that just feels unlikely with the amount of draft capital they'd likely need to give up in order to secure one of those guys. Trent Baalke has traded up in the first round before, but he has never given up what it would likely cost to go up and get one of those guys. I do think Brian Thomas Jr. and Adonai Mitchell would be in play for the Jaguars. At edge, I think Dallas Turner and Jared Verse kind of definitely pop as Trent Baalke type of guys. Both incredible athletes. Dallas Turner, more of a twitchy, bendy, jack of all trades. You know, he can drop into coverage. He can rush the passer a little bit. Budding pass rush skill set. Heavy hands, great length, great athleticism. Jared Verse, more of a just run straight at you, use his hand technique, use his explosiveness, his leverage, and his power to just blow right through you. Like, he converts speed to power at an extremely high level. I think that his hand usage is a little underrated. I think he's fairly refined as a rusher. So I think Dallas Turner, Jared Verse definitely pop as Trent Baalke type of players. Brock Bowers, I mean, that guy's the freak of all freaks in this draft. My number two overall prospect. But with the Jaguars, if he gets in range, potentially trade up for Brock Bowers. I wouldn't be shocked, but at the same time, you know, you do have Evan Engram. You did draft Brenton Strange in the second round last year. How does that all play out? I think there's a chance offensive line is the pick. Again, a chance. I don't really see it because Trent Baalke generally drafts players that have a path to playing time in year one in the first round. If you drafted an offensive tackle in round one this year, they start out as your OT4, right? Behind Anton Harrison, Cam Robinson, and Walker Little. So that doesn't really feel like it's going to be the direction they go in to me. I think they also feel set on the interior of the offensive line for 2024. Yes, there are future question marks about the entire offensive line. You talk about Cam Robinson and Walker Little. They're both on expiring contracts. Brandon Scherff up there in years, and Mitch Morris is as well. But I don't think the Jaguars are going to go in that direction. If they did, I think maybe Graham Barton or Troy Fatanu makes sense because of the versatility that they could bring, you know, being able to probably play tackle, but also kick inside, maybe play guard or center. So I think maybe if you're talking about a true five position flex type player, that could make sense because you're going to have injuries on the offensive line. So having someone that can fill in a variety of roles could be the answer there. I think Baalke would love Amarius Mims, but again, I just don't see them drafting their offensive tackle four unless they do like draft and trade, like draft and then trade Cam Robinson. I don't know. I just don't see it. I don't think that's one of the more likely scenarios. But let's dive into what I think that they will do tonight. My final look, my final predictive mock draft here for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think they're going to trade down from 17 if they can. I think that this is a good draft class to be able to do that. Teams are looking for these tackles, right? Offensive tackles. Lots of teams have needed offensive tackle. I think that they're going to trade down to 20 overall with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And again, this is just a range. Like, I think 20 to 25 makes a lot of sense for the Jaguars trading down and landing like another late third round type of pick. And then drafting Kool-Aid McKinstry. I've been going there for a long time. Ever since the Jaguars decided to bring in Ryan Nielsen, who wants to run press man coverage, ever since they decided to move on from Darius Williams, Kool-Aid McKinstry makes a lot of sense for me, landing a late third round pick at 98 overall as well. To me, this would be a very good pick. Trent Baalke, he's been pretty darn good in the first round throughout his career and with the Jaguars, especially with the first pick in the first round for the Jags. Kool-Aid McKinstry, he's 28 on the consensus board across the industry, but he's in the teens on my board, and I think he'd be in the teens for the Jaguars as well. He is technically sound. He has very, very good length. He has size. He has 4.4 speed. He's experienced in press man coverage. He's a good tackler. This massively upgrades the Jaguars cornerback room. I think he's the most talented corner they have the day that he is drafted. This is a room in which the Jaguars just don't have any major long-term investments at the moment, right? Yeah, you could re-sign Tyson Campbell. I think they should. re-sign Tyson Campbell. I'd go ahead and get that out of the way, try to get a little bit of a discount before he has a good season in his final year of his rookie deal. And then Ronald Darby, you signed him. I think he can be a good starter, decent starter, but he's been injured a lot throughout his career. Beyond that, you just don't have a lot that really inspires you. It just makes sense for them to go about it this way, wanting to land a corner. Would they trade up for like Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold? Maybe. I don't think that there's value in that because I think this is a deep cornerback class. I think trading up for someone kind of limits how you can improve this roster, you know, throughout the rest of the draft. So I don't really see it. I think that Kool-Aid McKinstry in a trade down is the most likely scenario for the Jaguars here tonight. Again, Trent Baalke has surprised me in the past, but usually with the Jaguars' first pick in the first round, first pick of the draft, they get someone that you can see why they would go. Like Anton Harrison last year, I didn't know at the time that Cam Robinson was going to be suspended, but they did. So that made sense, right? Talk about Trayvon Walker. There was a clear path to starting in year one. You talk about Trevor Lawrence, obviously, clear path to starting in year one. So I think that they're going to draft someone who has, again, a clear path to a lot of playing time. I think Kool-Aid McKinstry will have that in Jacksonville. At 48 overall, Xavier Leggett, he's big, he's strong, he's fast. Trent Baalke talked about all those things this past offseason, you know, trying to upgrade this roster. Xavier Leggett is an unbelievable athlete, like just crazy athlete. He can go up and get the football, 50-50 balls. He can separate, he can high point. He has the potential to be a game-changing number one receiver. Went through a lot off the field early in college, which kind of slowed his development a bit. But he's been a big-time special teamer. He's a hard worker. He was the fastest ball carrier in college or the NFL last year on the football field.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He needs refinement as a route runner, right? But overall, you just can't teach what he has. I don't think that he has to have the workload of a number one receiver early on, which is good. And that's good for any receiver the Jaguars draft because they have a high volume slot receiver in Christian Kirk, a high volume pass catching tight end in Evan Ingram. They have Gabe Davis, who is a vet. They have Zay Jones, who is a vet. Xavier Leggett comes in and he can kind of just grow into his role. And when you talk about using him on crossers, I mean, on a crosser is where he hit the fastest time speed of any ball carrier in 2023. And then talking about going up and just getting the football for Trevor Lawrence, I think he can do it with the best of them. So I think this would actually be a good pick. I think at 48 overall, Xavier Leggett makes a ton of sense for the Jaguars. Will he still be on the board? It'll be interesting to find out. Obviously, we've only got the first round tonight, second round, and third round on Friday night, and then the rest of the draft on Saturday. But yeah, Xavier Leggett at 48, the Jaguars hosted him for a visit. He's got a lot of the physical traits I think they'll be looking for. And again, he is a special teamer, a guy who can return kicks. There's more value in that now. And someone who is going to bring a work ethic to the football field. At 96 overall, this is where Trent Baalke starts to Trent Baalke a little bit for me. Mason Smith, defensive lineman out of LSU, former five-star recruit, unbelievable physical profile, great tester, suffered an ACL injury in 2022, came back in 2023. He hasn't had a lot of experience in college because of that injury. He doesn't look super refined. He's not like a big-time, ready-to-go playmaker, but Trent Baalke, what have we known from him in the past? He values guys that drop due to injury. He values unbelievable athletes with pedigree. Mason Smith is both of those things. 96 overall, I think if he's still on the board, Trent Baalke and the Jaguars would be all over that. At 98, edge Jalix Hunt, another guy that the Jaguars had in for a visit, former secondary player, safety, turned edge rusher at Houston Christian, a guy who has bulky traits, you know, not the biggest in terms of mass on his frame, but length, speed, explosiveness, bend, he's got it all. Looks like a prototypical designated pass rusher. Will he ever become that? We don't know, but he certainly has the traits to be able to do it, and I think the Jaguars would really value that at the end of the third round. At 114 overall, offensive lineman Brandon Coleman, he's played tackle, he's played guard at TCU. I think you'd be projecting him inside to guard, but the Jaguars, they love having guys with versatility. I don't think he has the feet to mirror movements at tackle, but I do think he can play guard. I think that at this point in the draft, Brandon Coleman would be a pretty good pick for the Jaguars as a depth offensive lineman. He's a pretty good overall athlete. Again, I don't think he has like the best lateral agility, but other than that, the athleticism's there, the length is there, the size is there, the experience is there. Sounds like a Trent Baalke pick to me. At 116 overall, cornerback to Cameron Richardson. This is a guy that, you know, height, weight, speed, he's got it all. Not the most thickly built corner out there, but I think that he does have mass on his frame. He has muscle. A guy that has size and length and 4.3 speed. So I think that he makes sense as a Jaguars type of target early on day three. Personally, for me, I don't really see his ability to mirror movements in man coverage. Lateral agility, change of direction, not really there. But a guy who can definitely eliminate the deep ball, can eliminate the short stuff early on with his competitiveness. And he's aggressive against the run, fires downhill. So I do see some positive traits there. I just worry if you're not able to get to the quarterback quickly, how he holds up in coverage when you've got routes where a guy is cutting in and then you know, breaking outside, doing multiple steps of the route. Like, I struggle to see Decameron Richardson really sticking with guys at a consistent level with his fluidity. At 153, wide receiver Cornelius Johnson out of Michigan. Tom Gamble, been working with Cornelius Johnson the last couple years there at Michigan. I think that this is the type of guy who will play special teams, probably a better pro than he was in college in terms of production, because in Michigan, they just don't pass the ball all that much. But he's a pretty good athlete, got very good size. I think that he's a willing blocker. He's a big body. He's the type of guy that makes sense for the Jaguars to take a swing on late at wide receiver. And I'm not going away from the kicker. Well, I think that the Jaguars will draft a kicker late in this draft, frankly, because they need to. Could they wait and sign a guy or two following the draft? Absolutely. But I think that when you talk about Heath Farwell, their special teams coach, he's going to want a kicker that he can mold. And I think Harrison Mevis out of Missouri, who has an incredibly strong leg, is somebody that they would get excited about, that Heath Farwell might pound the table for. I personally think Will Reichert is the best kicker in the draft, but I think the Jaguars would like Harrison Mevis a lot at 212 overall. And then at 236, offensive tackle Travis Glover, who the Jaguars have shown interest in. He's got length. He's out of Georgia State, small school guy, a little bit older of a prospect. But I think as a long-term potential swing tackle or even maybe potential spot starter. He could make sense for the Jaguars there late in the draft. Sounds like a Jaguars type of pick. So that's it. That's the final predictive mock draft. So much work has gone into this for myself over the last, 5 months. But it's been awesome, and it all comes down to this. The NFL draft starts tonight with round one. I'm talking about how this draft kind of went. After the first two picks, that's where things kind of go sideways a little bit for me. Not that these prospects can't help the Jaguars or won't develop and be good players, but it's just not where I'd be looking necessarily. Like, we talk about Mason Smith, that is a swing. I would prefer Dwayne Carter, who I think is ready to go as a guy that has enough juice, explosiveness, quickness in a phone booth, plays with natural leverage, is a good run defender and pass rusher. I'd be looking at Dwayne Carter over Mason Smith. I'd be looking at Mo Kamara and several other edge rushers over Jalix Hunt. Now, Jalix Hunt could develop into an incredible player because he has the physical traits required to do so. Same thing with Mason Smith. But I'm looking for guys that I've seen a little bit more on tape from. I'd prefer several offensive linemen to Brandon Coleman at this point in the draft, but I don't think he's a bad pick there at all. Like I said, he has length. I think he can play guard. There's a little bit of versatility there. Again, with DeCamerion Richardson, I don't really see the lateral agility to be able to change directions and stick with some of these receivers in these more complicated routes. But if you talk about nothing cheap and nothing deep down the sideline, and then also playing the run aggressively. Again, there's some traits to get excited about for Richardson there. I like the last three picks a lot. They just make sense for me. I think the Jaguars need to upgrade at kicker. I think that you've obviously got room for another future offensive tackle when you talk about beyond 2024. So overall, this feels like a Trent Baalke type of draft. The two most important picks are the first two picks for the Jags. And I do think if they come away with Kool-Aid McKinstry and Xavier Leggett, that's two picks to feel very good about. And two guys that I think can help the Jaguars pretty quickly. I think Xavier Leggett and Trevor Lawrence could become quick friends on and off the field and really develop a chemistry there. So we'll see how it plays out. But that's it for my final predictive mock draft. We will have coverage throughout the day of this 2024 NFL draft for the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you're looking for more league-wide coverage of the draft, you can also check out Rogue Football, where I'll be talking about the entire NFL draft. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter for all the latest updates, at Jordan DeLugo. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell here if you enjoy the content. And again, you can check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.